Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's a beautiful Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. And we do have a shortened broadcast today. I want to remind you, at 6 o'clock, it will not be Hour 3 of Pensacola Right Now. It will be Florida State Duke, as News Radio 92.3 is your home for Florida State Seminoles football. But that's okay. That just means we got all the more of a jam-packed 2 hours, don't we, Chris?
That's exactly right. And it's going to be a busy one. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to be joined by Kayla Jennings. Kayla's with Anderson Subaru, and we've been talking about this for a few days. They're doing an event. It's called Subaru Loves Pet event. It's tomorrow 11 to 3 over at the Escambia Animal Welfare and Adoption Center. You know where that is, 200 West Fairfield Drive. They'll have free pet adoptions during the event, a full list of adoptable pets at the center. If you want to see them before you go over, you can go online, check it out, 24petconnect.com. And like I said, Kayla will be joining us live on News Radio 92.3 for 50 this afternoon. I'm looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. And also here locally, a huge resurfacing project in Escambia County will begin next month. The work will be on Pine Forest Road from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. It's estimated at $2.34 million and will include resurfacing the road, sidewalk, and crosswalk improvement, including ADA upgrades, traffic light upgrades, and new signage and pavement markings. There will be some nighttime lane closures between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. The work should be done by mid-2025. Wow, they're doing a little bit of everything over there, aren't they?
They are. It's 411 News Radio 92.3. We're watching this. Not much talk going on over at the Santa Rosa School Board now that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has been called in to assist the school district in investigating a potential financial problem involving an employee or employees. Chris Williams, the special agent in charge, confirming Thursday the agency's involvement in that investigation.
And also the 9 Mile Plaza Winn-Dixie store, now officially closed. The store is being renovated and will reopen sometime next year as an Aldi store. Aldi purchased Winn-Dixie's parent company, Southeastern Grocers, back in March after announcing a $9 billion national expansion plan. Aldi says they don't plan to convert every Winn-Dixie, but a significant amount will be converted over the next year or so. There is no word on how many of the remaining Winn-Dixie stores in our area will be changed over time, but Aldi says employees at the former Winn-Dixie store will have the first opportunity to apply for work at the location when it reopens.
You know, I find that to be interesting because I did break that story back in March and talked about
them doing that.
Yeah, but that at that time, they gave new site locations for Aldi stores that had been, the Winn-Dixie's converted to Aldi.
Right.
Now they're backtracking.
Yeah.
And they're saying, we're not sure which ones we're doing. I did go by that Winn-Dixie the other day.
Really?
And it's closed. There's nothing there. So there's, but what
I would imagine.
I got to tell you, they're doing some kind of like an auction thing. You're going to have to check with the Winn-Dixie site on this. But there, you can actually bid on the product that's in that store. And
right.
If you get, they'll bring it out to your car.
Mm.
But you can't go in.
Gotcha.
Just thought I'd pass. Not that I know a whole lot about it, but I have been kind of delving into some of the backtracks on it. And that's what I kind of found, you know? Hey, I want to pass this on real quick because I'm pretty proud of these people because you don't hear of local high school bands really being the star of a show. But get this one. The Fort Walton Beach High School Band has been invited to perform at the 2024 Military Bowl. That is December 28th at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium up in Annapolis. This is the first time the band has participated in a major bowl game since 1989.
Wow, that's
good
awesome.
For them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an honor, especially that game.
Well, and that's the thing, the Military Bowl, I mean, I'm familiar with it. I think Wake Forest has played in it before. But also, in Annapolis, where the Navy midshipmen dwell.
That's where my son is right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
teaching
very nice.
The midshipmen is what he's doing.
Well, he may be at the game then.
I doubt that. But but Annapolis is probably pretty happy about this whole thing coming up. Hey, did you know stocks were up today, rising to more records? Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the report.
The major averages finishing higher for the day and notching their sixth straight week of gains, while the Dow and S&P 500 posted new record closes as tech stocks advanced and investors digested a fresh batch of earnings reports. Netflix, the biggest winner on Wall Street, its stock rising 11% and reaching an all-time high after the streaming giant delivered its most profitable quarter ever, even though its subscriber growth slowed. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, American Express, IBM, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 37 points for its 40th record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 116. S&P 500 up 23 for its 47th record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, thank you very much, Hillary. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. For starters, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Paris Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at paristractor.com. Looking at the roads here, we did get a texter. Very appreciative of this. They let us know we have an accident report at the intersection of Lillian Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And yes, if you are traveling westbound on Lillian towards Blue Angel, we do have some congestion in that area. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound if you're passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, we warned it would be a little bit warmer today than yesterday, but it's not too bad. 74 degrees. Tonight's low is going to be 59, it looks like. And then, man, beautiful weekend. High of 79 on Saturday, low of 58. And then Sunday is going to be a bit hotter. High of 80, low of 58 that day as well.
Yeah, if you're heading outside this weekend, be sure and take along the SPF. UV rays will be pretty darn strong here. We told you it was going to be busy today. Coming up in less than 3 weeks, I'll set it up for you here. In 16 days, the best of SEC women's soccer returns to Pensacola. Today, about 5:12, a little bit after the Channel 3 newscast there, Ray Palmer, president and CEO of Pensacola Sports, will join us live on News Radio 92.3. We're going to talk about those new extended agreements in place with the SEC for the women's soccer tournament going all the way through the end of the decade, by the way. The extension is pretty sizable. And we'll also talk about the new agreement, the extended agreement to host the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Championships here in Pensacola. Two events I absolutely welcome and love to attend. So Ray's in today, 5:12, News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And, you know, we've talked about how Florida, where it ranks as far as educational freedom, the niceness of the road, safety of the roads, so on and so forth. But apparently Florida is among the most dangerous states to drive in at night. A list developed by Money Geek put the Sunshine State in third place, showing that there is more than 11% increased risk of deadly car accidents in the region when the sun goes down. The new study examined more than 90,000 fatal crashes reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. California was named the most dangerous state to drive in at night, followed by Hawaii, oddly enough. Authorities are urging drivers to stay vigilant when they are behind the wheel and to avoid any distractions.
That could maybe apply to the large number of senior citizens we have living here in Florida.
Perhaps.
Nighttime driving, things. I wonder if they accounted that fact in there.
I'm not sure.
Well, while we're talking about the drive-in aspect of life, here's your Friday update from FDOT. Roadway construction projects continue. Drivers will encounter lane closures on Michigan Avenue from Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. This is through tomorrow, the 10 freeway between Highway 29 and the 10 freeway. Also tomorrow, and look for lane closures between MLK Drive and North Spring Street. The $2.34 million resurfacing project on Pine Forest Road from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. Getting ready to launch, you'll be have to really start looking for nighttime lane closures. In Santa Rosa County, stormwater drainage improvements and paving operations continue through the Gulf Breeze Corridor between Bayshore Road and Tiger Lake Drive. You seen any delays on that section? We talk about it every afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, I personally, like when I'm on the roads, I don't see it. But then again, I'm not paying attention.
I'm talking about now.
Oh, okay. Well, let me check the map now. I was about to say, yeah, me personally, when I'm driving,
I don't care about you. I want to know what's going on here.
I mean, right now, it's just looking like backups in our usual spot. So I guess the short answer is no. If there's congestion, it's not a lot. Also, also one of the area's favorite fall traditions. Pensacola Interstate Fair got underway last night, and it will continue until the 27th. But one concern many people may have with such a large event is safety. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the deputies are watching everything that happens on the fairgrounds. There will be around 30, 45 deputies on hand at the fair each night. And they've also added new security features like a camera tower and drones that are being watched from the real-time crime center. One additional measure is being taken this year. Everyone attending will have to go through a metal detector as they enter the gates. As far as the main entrance, I thought that was already a thing. At the main entrance.
Do you consider that one where the arts and crafts, when you come in the first red building, not the one, the side where the cotton candy is?
No, not there. Yeah, no, I'm talking...
That's my building.
No, I'm talking about the main one. I thought there was always metal detectors there.
Not sure about that, but another thing that is not being mentioned, and rightly so, from the Sheriff's Department... Yeah, there are 30 to 45 officers on site. You may not see half of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're undercover.
Yeah.
So I'm just pointing that out. So if you think, oh, I'm going to hide from the... Uh-uh. And they've got it well covered this year. Absolutely well covered. Chip's done a great job. He has. Chip Simmons, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Florida farmers starting to report those damages that came from Hurricane Milton. Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and agent fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity. Using multi-factor authentication can be a line of defense to help protect your personal information. But LifeLock offers comprehensive protection against identity theft. LifeLock not only alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information, but also fixes issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect your identity today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code. Terms apply.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sweet chocolate reward, sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I gotta kill that song quick because we're running short on time here.
Keep turn it up.
but I was about to say that's Shinedown. I love that song.
That's a great track. I can turn it up.
All right, yeah. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 4:27 here, so gotta act fast. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that's progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, just a few of the usual spots: Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, so on and so forth. They've got minor congestion here and there. Did have some issues at the intersection of Lillian Highway and Blue Angel Parkway because of an accident, and there are still backups in that area. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees with a low of 59 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 79 with a low of 58. And then Sunday, going to be a high of 80, low of 58. So we're getting a little bit hotter this weekend.
Yeah, it really is. What do you think about the Al Smith dinner they had last night? Up in New York City.
I saw bits and pieces.
You know, it's the annual affair, usually a fun night full of jokes about presidential candidates. They make fun of each other, this thing. But this year, it was a little bit different since Democratic nominee Kamala Harris decided she was going to sit this one out.
Democratic nominee Kamala Harris prepared a video for the Catholic Charities benefit featuring Saturday Night Live's Molly Shannon in her Catholic schoolgirl persona, warning,
"Just so you know, there will be a fact checker there tonight."
"Oh, that's great. Who?"
"Jesus."
Harris wrapping up on a high note,
"Let us recommit to reaching across divides to seek understanding."
Former President Trump chided Harris for not being there, comparing her to the 1984 Democratic presidential nominee.
"The last Democrat not to attend this important event was Walter Mondale, and it did not go very well for him."
The Al Smith dinner usually serves as the last stage two presidential candidates share before the election. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, so the VP skipped the Smith charity dinner. Many wondering today how much the Catholic vote will play into this election. Fox's Lauren Green has more from New York City.
The latest poll numbers show Democrats should be worried about the Catholic vote. And Vice President Kamala Harris ditching Thursday night's Al Smith Memorial Dinner, which raises millions for Catholic charities, didn't sit well with some Catholics. Her pre-recorded video appearance received a tepid response from the audience, and her opponent, former President Donald Trump, jumped at the chance to attack her absence.
"Catholics, you got to vote for me. Just remember. You better remember I'm here. And she's not."
According to Fox voter analysis, Catholics voted with the winning candidate in four of the last five presidential elections. The latest Fox News poll shows that likely voters who attend worship regularly favored Trump 58% to 40%. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now that's interesting.
"I'm here and she's not."
Is interesting. Right. Hey, real quick, let me just tell you, we're watching the flights at P&S this afternoon.
Yes.
We do this on behalf. If you have to pick somebody up from a flight and then it gets canceled or delayed, then you got to sit at the airport terminal or you have to wait. You know, the parking costs get up there. Let me just add a couple flights, not major stuff. Atlanta to Delta flight 3021. Wheels down 8:13 Pensacola time. Delayed it until about 8:45. And then one coming up out of Washington Reagan. It's an American flight 5544. Wheels down 9:14. This is a little more severe. Delayed until about 10:30 tonight. I'm looking at the board here. Other than that, Pensacola International, looking pretty fine this afternoon. CAVU, clear and visibility unlimited.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Vice President Kamala Harris says the death of Hamas terror leader Yahya Sinwar could open up new doors for peace in the Middle East.
"We have got to end this war, and I think that what has happened now with the killing of Sinwar creates an opportunity for us to end this war and bring the hostages home."
Former President Trump accuses the Biden administration of obstructing Israel's war plans, saying the White House should be more supportive of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
"Biden is trying to hold him back. Just so you understand, Biden is far superior to the VP. He's trying to hold him back, and he probably should be doing the opposite, actually. I'm glad that VP decided to do what he had to do."
Despite calls for a ceasefire, Netanyahu says the war in Gaza will continue. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street at the close, stocks were higher. The number of S&P 500 companies issuing positive earnings guidance is at its highest level since 2021. The Dow gained 36, the S&P up 23, and the Nasdaq grew by 115 points. Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems will furlough roughly 700 workers as a strike by machinists at the plane maker enters its sixth week. More than 32,000 Boeing workers walked off the job in September after rejecting a tentative labor deal with Boeing. Tesla facing a fresh investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration over issues with its full self-driving system and whether they're safe to use in fog, glaring sun, or other reduced roadway visibility conditions. Crude oil prices moving lower today with futures tied to the U.S. traded benchmark on track for their worst weekly drop in a year. Crude futures under $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelblin, Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Former NFL GM Thomas Dimitroff told me that it would take at least two first-round picks to get the Raiders to contemplate trading Max Crosby. Lions GM Brad Holmes once worked for Rams GM Les Snead. Holmes should channel his inner Les by saying, F those picks, to get a deal done with the Raiders, because the Lions have a legitimate chance to win it all, and Holmes should shove all of his poker chips into the middle of the table to go get that Lombardi. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right. So the main spot sticking out right now is going to be Lillian Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. That intersection does have some issues if you're traveling westbound on Lillian because of an accident reported earlier this hour. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual backups on I-10, maybe a little bit here and there on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, coming from Dogwood Drive heading into downtown or westbound towards Glover Lane, but that's very minor as well. Should clear up pretty soon. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, high is going to be 79. Sunday's high is going to be 80. Low's about the same, high 50s. So it's looking like the weather's just going to creep up a little bit more. And then, of course, as we get into the next week, those highs are going to get even higher.
I had to, I was kind of chuckling when we first came back on because we had the discrepancy. If you remember this last week, Monday or Tuesday in the show, couldn't figure out if it was KC and the Sunshine Band or Cool and the Gang. Remember that?
That was
KC and the Sunshine
Band.
Right.
It was, yeah, Get Down on It by Cool and the Gang earlier this week. And then I started to say KC. I'm like, no, that's not right.
That's why I was trying. I said, well, at least he got the KC in today.
Yeah.
It's 440 News Radio 92.3. Coming up in just a few minutes, in approximately 10 minutes, actually. Kayla Jennings from Anderson Subaru is going to be in. And why is she coming in? Because we're going to talk about Subaru Love Pets event tomorrow.
Really?
Big events. Good opportunity for you to take home a furry friend. A lot of other benefits in terms of adopting a pet. So we'll talk to Kayla and see how the Anderson Subaru brand fits into all of this.
All right.
So it's the Subaru Love Pets event. Kayla's in 10 minutes from right now. News Radio 92.3.
440 here. Looking at some sports for you. Mets up 3-0 on the Dodgers in the top of the second. New York fighting to keep the series alive. If the Dodgers win tonight, they punch their ticket to the World Series, where they will face the winner of the Yankees Guardians. Speaking of Yankees Guardians, their game gets underway just past 7 o'clock tonight. New York leads that series 3-1.
Ouch.
Or 2-1. Excuse me.
Still ouch.
Yeah. Oh no. It's a bummer. We were lucky to win last night because if we didn't, we would have been down 3-0.
Who are the Yankees or Cleveland?
I'm Cleveland.
Okay.
So yeah, if the Guardians had lost that game. They ended up winning in 10 innings. If they lost, they would have been down 3-0. That would have been a yikes. Also here, just speaking of sports
postseason. Is that a good series, by the way? Is it a good series?
Yes, we made it 2-1.
Okay.
But every team that's been at home has won so far. So the series is kind of going how it's supposed to, but still kind of scary to see a 2-0 hole that you got to dig yourself out of.
Yes, it is.
But speaking of sports postseasons, the New York Liberty have the chance to win their first WNBA title tonight. They face the Lynx in Minnesota, game 4 of the WNBA Finals, with a 2-1 lead. Sabrina Ionescu hit a 3-pointer from the logo with 1 second remaining to win game 3 for the Liberty. Game 4 is set to tip off at 7 p.m.
Caitlin Clark's with the Fire, isn't she?
She's, close enough. Fever.
Fever, right. Okay. Is she doing any of the broadcast from these games?
I don't know if she's doing any broadcasting.
You know, as a guest, a special guest or something like that.
I'm not sure.
Okay. That's interesting, though.
Oh, so yeah.
That's tonight, right?
Yes.
So get ready. NFL season continuing as we head toward week number 7. Fox's Jared Max has more in Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. One third of the NFL regular season is over. 6 Sundays in the books, 12 more go before the playoffs. 3 teams enter this weekend with 5 wins. The 5-0 Chiefs, the 5-0 Vikings, and 5-1 Texans, who have won 3 games in a row and take the field in Green Bay Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern against the 4-2 Packers, who've won 2 straight. On Fox TV Sunday at 4:25 Eastern, a rematch of Super Bowl 58 from this past February, when the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime 25-22. Sunday's game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. 3-3 49ers tied for first place in the NFC West with the Seahawks. Super Bowl rematch on Fox with 70 in the broadcast booth with Kevin Burkhardt. In the early window Sunday on Fox, sole possession of first place in the almighty NFC North on the line. The 5-0 Vikings host the 4-1 Lions. Every team in the NFC North has at least 4 wins. Jared Max, Fox News.
I appreciate you being a gentleman about that Saints game last night. You could have really torn into me on that one. That was disgusting. You know,
I mean, I like the Saints.
Listen, they stopped playing 3:30, third quarter. It was over. They stopped playing football. It was over. You could tell. It just disgusting. And I cannot believe that a team would just kind of drop it. And you could see it. You could absolutely see it.
It's upsetting, man. I mean, because I think they knew they were getting kind of beat up, and
kinda.
Well, yeah, 33-10 was the final for those who aren't aware, and it is.
And they were lucky it wasn't worse.
And that was their fifth straight loss. It is. It's upsetting that the Saints have collapsed like they have. Speaking of teams that we have a lot of fans around here for, and teams that have collapsed. Florida State plays tonight. Don't forget that. At 6 o'clock, they travel to Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham, North Carolina, to take on the Duke Blue Devils. You can listen to that game at 6 o'clock sharp right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay. While we're still hanging around this sports kind of genre of topics, a former Chicago Bears quarterback has been arrested in Tennessee, and Jerry Max back again. Has some more details.
Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested Thursday night in Franklin, Tennessee after a minor traffic collision. The former first-round draft pick faces a total of four charges. A strong odor of alcohol was detected at the scene where police observed Jay Cutler's eyes bloodshot, his speech slurred. Cutler, now 41 years old, charged with driving under the influence, possession of a handgun while under the influence. There were two guns in the vehicle, one loaded. Cutler also charged with failure to exercise due care to avoid a collision and implied consent. Jay Cutler played from 2006 to 2017, started 153 games, and is the Chicago Bears' all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns. He was booked in Williamson County Jail Thursday in Tennessee and released on $5,000 bond. Jared Max, Fox News.
When you make that kind of money, why would you drive?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just pick up Uber? Taxi, whatever. It's a lot less. Believe me, it's a lot less than legal fees.
Yeah, he's just a fool. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got those backups on Lillian Highway traveling westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, though most of them have cleared up. Outside of that, it's just I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we do have some backups developing on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, it's mid-70s here, 74 to be exact. Tonight's low is going to be 59. And throughout the weekend, lows are still going to be in the high 50s. Lows still in the high 50s, but highs creeping back up to 80 by the time we get to Sunday.
Yeah. And SPF. Don't forget the SPF.
Yep, sunblock. You need it.
A lot of UV rays out there. High-paid worker perks can, really add up to some real money until the workers get caught. Fox's Teresa Crowley has more on this story.
It's a generous perk for tech workers at Meta. Daily allowances of $20 for breakfast, $25 for lunch, another $25 for dinner. But then the Financial Times reports Meta got wind of some high-paid staffers, like one making $400,000 a year, abusing the system over a long period of time, sometimes pooling their money or having meals sent home when the credits are meant to be used at the office, buying stuff from wine glasses to laundry detergent to acne pads. The Financial Times reports Meta fired about two dozen staffers based in L.A., one who posted on Blind about using Meta meal credits to buy toothpaste and tea, and then the surreal experience of getting fired unexpectedly. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
You know the demographics are young when they have to go after the acne cream. They got pimples. Well, come on, how old are these kids?
Yeah, I don't know. The nationwide meat and poultry recall is expanding. USDA warning schools might have received the impacted products. The Bruce Pack recall has now expanded to nearly 12 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products over listeria concerns. The list of recalled items is over 300 pages long and includes products sold at Wegmans, Trader Joe's, Target, Walmart, and many other retailers. So okay. Good news for us, we don't have all those retailers around here, but some of them we do, so be careful, people.
Okay, Crestview officials set to unveil the first Safe Haven baby box in the Panhandle. They'll do this Monday the 28th, not this coming Monday, the following Monday. The initiative marks the third baby box here in Florida. The boxes allow an anonymous option for mothers to actually surrender their newborns. Crestview joins Ocala and Newberry, Florida, in offering this option.
Hmm. All right.
Can you believe that's only three places in the state?
Wow.
I find that strikingly odd. Hmm. But I'm reporting it to you. There you go. Crestview has one of the boxes.
We're doing our part. Through it all.
There you go.
All righty. Just about 4:48 here. We'll take a quick break a little bit earlier than expected because when we return, we'll have Kayla Jennings joining us as we round out this first half of this shortened Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 4:51 here, typically with just Chris and Austin, but Chris, we've got a guest, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do. A very special guest this afternoon, everybody, News Radio 92.3. It is a Subaru Love Pets event happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. to explain that for us. Kayla Jennings from Anderson Subaru joins us live today. Hey, Kayla, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Ready for a big weekend. I got to tell you, the weather is going to be spectacular for your Halloween adoption event.
Yes, we are looking forward to it. It should be great.
So tell me a little bit about the event. How did it all come about, and how did Anderson Subaru get involved?
So Anderson Subaru, it provides the direct funding through grants administered by the ASPCA that will go to Escambia County Animal Welfare Shelter. And it's to help cover costs for preparing animals for adoption, vet expenses, and things like that, like microchipping, current vaccinations, spay and neuter, to get them ready for adoption. And the Subaru Loves Pets initiative is in the month of October. However, Anderson Subaru, we really try our best to get involved within the community as much as possible throughout the year. Through various events. So we're very, very much looking
forward to it. You do these things all the time. I mean, I see Anderson Subaru tagged on to all of these great events. I happen to just have an affection. As I mentioned to you earlier today when we were chatting on the phone, I've got three Yorkies. I love these type of events. So you guys are doing some great stuff. So kind of just summarize for me, what can somebody expect to see come 11 o'clock tomorrow morning?
So we will have various things for everybody. So, of course, the adorable adoptable pets. We have food trucks tomorrow, 850 Barbecue, and Mr. Softy will supposed to be out there. Pet-friendly vendors, as well as vendors that you might see, you know, that are normally downtown at the Palo Fox Market. We have a bounce house for the kids and an arts and crafts corner that we have some Halloween goodies. Trick-or-treating for children and pets. We have some treats that we're going to give out as well if people bring, you know, their pets from home. But just all in all, family-friendly events to find, hopefully, all of these animals their forever home.
Nice job. Kayla Jennings from Anderson Subaru. It is a Subaru Love Pits event tomorrow morning, 11 to 3. We'll be over at the Escambia Animal Welfare and Adoption Center, 200 West Fairfield Drive. Yeah, go over there and take home a furry friend tomorrow. Should be a great event, Austin.
All righty. And you know what? You wrapped that up just before 4:55. So we're just in time for traffic and weather. You know, I keep doubting you, Chris. I keep thinking, oh, surely this interview will go over or he'll wrap it up too soon. Nope. Right on schedule as always, my friend. All righty. Last quick check of the roads and weather here. Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, got some backups there. Still got, well, actually, let me check it before I open my trap. Lillian Highway was actually clearing out. And yes, it is clear. There's no more congestion from the accident report we had earlier. Last major spot's just going to be I-10 as you're traveling westbound, just past the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, still 74 degrees, sitting at that mid-70s there. The low is going to be 59 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, the same way, but the highs are going to be a bit higher, creeping up towards 80.
Do you think people maybe slip out of work earlier on Friday afternoons? You think that happens?
I mean, if I could do it, I would. No offense to this place.
I know New Orleans shuts down at 4 on Friday. just crickets if you're trying to get a hold. The reason I bring that up, the transition from the 110 freeway over here to Davis Highway, it is absolutely bare over there this afternoon. You don't have anything behind you in the window. So traffic's looking pretty good over there.
All right.
Look, just take a look back out there. It's amazing.
Well, for what it's worth, I do look during break, but I'm going to pull something in my neck if I...
Well...
I'm not an owl.
Since you're a Cleveland Guardians fan, I thought I would do a Cleveland story here for you this afternoon.
All right.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is located in Cleveland, will induct its newest members this weekend. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has the details on this trending story.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2024 includes Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest, all in the performer category. Musical Influence Award winners include Alexis Corner, John Mayall, and Big Mama Thornton. And in the Musical Excellence category, Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield, one of the creators of the Motown sound. The induction ceremony is tomorrow night at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, let's just get it along. It used to be just a few members and few bands. Yeah. Now it's 45 seconds worth.
Well, and it's funny that that we're talking about music now because the bumper music I played, I wasn't able to play a lot of it because obviously we were strapped for time, but it was a song by a band called Social Distortion. We had a text from a few minutes ago saying, Social Distortion for life, Mike Ness is my hero. So yeah, Social Distortion.
Dude.
Yeah. Social Distortion is definitely an underrated group. I do like that song. I've known that song for years, and it is. It's a great song. It's a great one. Also wanted to touch on this, if I can scroll down. Let's see. Shakira fans will have to wait a little bit longer to see the singer in concert. The Grammy winner announced today that she is canceling her North American arena tour that was set to kick off November 2nd in California. Shakira said the demand for tickets and more shows has reached a point that requires stadiums in the U.S. She said new stadium shows that will air in May will be announced on Monday, and the new dates will follow her Latin American stadium tour that begins in February.
And she's the hips lady, right?
Yes.
Hips don't lie. Or...
yes, that is
she
her.
Also went through a pretty serious legal case.
What did it have to do with, like, something to do with finances?
It was a financial case. And I'm not sure. Well, she's not in jail, so she must have won. But so she's canceling her tours. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 4:57, 3 away from 5. News Radio 92.3 coming up in about 15 minutes right now. Ray Palmer, President, CEO of Pensacola Sports, with us live. We're going to talk about those extended agreements SEC extended agreements, Sun Belt Conference extended agreements.
Right.
Pensacola Sports is doing some incredible stuff. They're knocking it out of the park and getting these major events in our economic impact. We're talking the millions that come to the city. People bring their kids, bring their everybody else, bring their pets, bring their RVs, bring their hotel money. They bring money to the community. And you can thank Ray Palmer and his team on that one. Doing a great job. Ray's in just at about 13, 14 minutes right now on News Radio 92.3.
And apparently nearly half of Americans forget to cancel a trial subscription. That's according to a new survey from CNET. Data shows streaming platforms are the most common for users to pay full price after trying them out. The tech publication noted that millennials and Gen Zers are the most forgetful when it comes to unsubscribing. This comes as the FTC recently announced plans to help make canceling a digital subscription just as easy as signing up for a new one. Yeah, I touched on that earlier this week.
Isn't that something? One thing that a lot of folks, especially some of the young female soccer players, are looking forward to in 16 days, best of SEC women's soccer. Returning to Pensacola, 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th at Ashton-Brosnahan. Third year, Pensacola is hosting this tournament. Tickets now on sale at PensacolaSports.com. They will extend that tournament through the end of the decade, 2029. They've solidified this deal, which is big news.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking to Ray about. But also, you know, it's the fact that these big teams come into town makes it extra special because the SEC is in Pensacola.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.